On Point, the podcast that debates current topics. Episode 1606, the coronavirus and its consequences for the environment. Hello again, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we will talk about a topic you all know and you all may be tired of, the coronavirus. But we're not going to talk about it in the way you might think. But first, let's hear some facts.
The outbreak of the coronavirus first emerged at the end of 2019. Worldwide, there are 435 million infections and 6 million death cases. The transmission of the virus mainly occurred through direct contact, for example through coughing and sneezing. Therefore, hygiene policies were necessary, for example the use of personal protective equipment. Therefore, the use of face masks and hand gloves increased.
How do you, as a German citizen, experience the environmental pollution during the pandemic? And what do you think of all the single-use products like face masks or rapid tests?
Well, during early stages of the pandemic, I was really frustrated to use masks because I had the feeling that it was such a waste, if you know what I mean. And because of that, I had issues to convince myself that I should change my mask. It sounds a little disgusting, but yeah, I didn't want to use that many masks, and so I kept wearing my mask for more than 2 weeks. And then later I realized it was also not very good for my skin. And also, the masks lose their function if you use them for too long. So now I'm a little more confident when it comes to exchanging my mask, but it still feels bad and I still feel some sort of guilt when I throw them away. What I didn't like about the rapid tests is that you have so much garbage produced only because of the packaging. And then I really liked that there were also test kits with more than one test in it. 5 were also a number that was really popular, and I really appreciated that because you have only one instruction and only one case to fit it all into. I think it really makes sense. But then I also didn't like that in every test kit we had a new introduction, because at some point we all knew how to use it, so maybe it wasn't necessary to print it over and over and over again.
Yes, you're right. Actually, there are 200,000 tons of garbage that are produced during the pandemic. 25,000 tons of those are found in the sea. For example, in Wuhan in China, there are more than 240 metric tons of medical waste every day in the beginning of the pandemic. There are positive and negative impacts on the climate and environment. One positive impact was that the industries, transportation and companies have closed down, and this has brought a sudden drop of greenhouse gas emissions. Compared with this time of last year, levels of air pollution in New York has reduced by nearly 50% because of measures taken to control the virus. It's estimated that nearly 50% reduction of N2O and CO2 occurred to the shutdown of heavy industries in China.
Yeah, you're right, but not only industries, but also vehicles and airplanes are a key contributor to the emissions and contribute almost 72% and 11% of the transport sector's emission. But due to the pandemic, many countries restricted international travelers from entry and departure. So ultimately, nearly 17% of the national CO2 emissions detected. And furthermore, it is reported that 96% of the air travel dropped from a similar time last year globally due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which of course also had ultimate effects on the environment.
So why are we talking about that? Well, we have to acknowledge that there's the issue between our moral value to protect human life, and therefore these hygiene policies are required, and also the use of single-use plastic, and then also our moral values to protect the planet, and also to accept that every life and every creature has the right to live, so to also protect the animals.
Well, I agree on your opinion because it's very important to protect human life. I think we all agree on that. And it's also important to protect the whole ecosystem because it's not only the environment that belongs to it, but also all the animals. And if you think of all the single-use products like the masks, I think many animals could entangle in the masks or other garbage, and it's not good. It's just bad.
So I think there's this struggle between the environment and the protection of the environment and health. It's very hard to find the balance, I think.
Yeah, and I think we have to find a balance. Like, we have to measure the arguments.
Yeah, and in the end, we are the people that live in the environment. So why should we destroy our environment? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and if we destroy our environment, the destroyed environment will destroy us later on. It's like in the nearer future.
Yes, I agree, because everything somehow is a cycle and everything's connected. The ecosystem, human life, and the life of animals, because we all live on the same planet.
Yeah, I agree to you, and you know, I think climate change has always been a big deal, and nowadays it's even more a big deal because pollution has increased due to the pandemic.
Yeah, but we can also do something to reduce the pollution that is caused by, for example, rapid tests or masks, and also the bad impact that comes with that. Because as we already heard in the interview, and quite likely everyone experienced it, in the test kits there is more than one material, and by material I mean if it's paper or plastic. Recycling can make up a good part when it comes to reducing the bad impact, because the instruction, for example, is on paper. You can recycle paper and plastic separately. Maybe you also heard of that, cutting off the straps of the mask if it ends up in the sea, so that the fish or birds don't tangle.
Yeah, I agree to that, because many people don't know these kind of things, that you have to cut off these strings.
Or maybe are even too lazy.
Yeah, and I think it's just that easy. You can even rip them off. I think what we all have to keep in mind is that, yeah, for sure, it's very important to protect human life, but it's also important to protect the whole ecosystem, so we have to follow the policies
in a way that goes along with both our values to protect human life and to protect every other life.
Yeah, for sure.
So in the end, we can say that while the lockdown was bad for people and good for the environment, the mask policies are good for people but bad for the environment. We have to find a balance between protecting human life and protecting nature and animals' lives, because if we destroy the ecosystem, we basically destroy ourselves. Outtakes.
I think we can cut that out. Ugh. My brain isn't working.
Okay. My brain isn't braining.
Why does he have to cut the grass now? As we already heard in the interview.
From this nice young lady.
As we already heard in the interview.
Right. Because as we already heard in the... Heard or heard? Thrown away into the restroom. If it lands in the sea...
If it is to be found in the sea.
Land is so nice.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you for listening to On Point, the podcast that debates current topics. Episode 1606. the coronavirus and its consequences for the environment.
Discussion: Anna Wangerow, Lina Schasse, Lina Schlüsche, Lucia Geider and Melissa Hartmann. Research: Anna Wangerow and Lucia Geider. Post-production: Lina Schlüsche.